Today we have a story from newly minted Community Voices producer Anna Lurie of Dayton. Lurie is an elementary level teacher attuned to the needs of young people. She's found a place in Moraine called the Possum Creek Stables, where young volunteers are working with horses.
We were bringing her in, and she was just freaked out. She didn't want to go with us. She ran off.
That's Ellie Schroll, a volunteer at Possum Creek Stables. She's describing how she got the horse she works with into her new stall.
As much as fast as I could, without her like trying to just like kick at me and everything, and eventually it did work.
Ellie has been volunteering at Possum Creek Stables since she was 11 years old. She's 14 now, and she loves working here.
I've learned a lot since coming here, like about horses, about just myself and everything, about like who I am, and just about horses and everything.
These lessons have come out of a lot of hard work. Elaine and Mark Allison have owned Possum Creek Stables for over 20 years. They know how challenging the physical labor can be, but hope the work will come with lots of benefits for the young volunteers.
I want them to have fun out here, but I also want them to grow up some and get a sense of responsibility that, because they're taking care of other people's horses.
Most of the volunteers at the barn do not have their own horses. Horseback riding is expensive, making it impossible for many young people. Here at Possum Creek Stables, the volunteers can ride for free. Ellie rides a mare named Espy, the horse that can't stand her new stall.
She is crazy. She has so much energy. She can be very mean at times. I like a horse that has problems, because I can help to fix that.
This type of meaning and responsibility is critical for young people trying to find their path in life. Ellie says that she wants to go into a career with horses when she grows up. But no matter what field she goes into, she's learning many critical life skills.
I know, like, I know what I'm doing, everything. So I feel like I'm more like an adult here.
Ellie says she doesn't get too many chances to feel adult in the rest of her life, but she wishes she did. For her and other young people, feeling adult helps prepare them for being adult. This is part of what Mark and Elaine hope their volunteers will get out of the work. According to Mark, working at the barn isn't just a hobby for many kids.
We've had kids that were here, you know, 20 years ago, drop back by, and they're 30 or 40. We've had some girls kind of grow up and get married, and they're still here.
Sophia Stewart is one of those young women who grew up volunteering at Possum Creek Stables. She just finished her first year at the University of Cincinnati and came out to the barn one evening for a visit.
I spent so much of my life out here, like so much, especially middle school, early high school.
She's planning on being an engineering major, but knows that what she learned at the barn will help her be a successful college student in general.
There's still that work ethic, you know, and that sense of responsibility that if you say you're going to come out, you come out. If you need to study, you study, you know.
The volunteers are drawn to Possum Creek Stables because of their love of horses. Through the work they do, they learn the basics of horse care, and they also learn a lot about themselves. Elaine and Mark couldn't ask for anything more.
We get a lot of kids that come back, ones that stick with it for a while and come back and say, hey, it was great, you know, wish I could do it again. So that makes you feel good.
For WISO's Community Voices, I'm Anna Lurie.
For more Community Voices stories and information on our training program, visit wiso.org.